Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am R.S. Raghu with the World News. The headlines. West Asia conflict escalates as Israel hits Iranian petrochemical plant amid U.S. President Trump's Hormuz deadline. Taliban claims capturing Pakistani border post in eastern Afghanistan. China announces restricted airspace off its coast for 40 days without explaining more. NASA's Artemis II enters Moon's sphere of gravitational influence. And at the Asian Boxing Championship in Ulaanbaatar, Preeti Pawar, Priya and Arundhati storm into finals, raising gold medal hopes for India. The West Asia conflict continues to escalate with Iran rejecting proposals for a temporary ceasefire and Israel launching fresh strikes on key Iranian energy infrastructure while diplomatic efforts intensify ahead of a looming deadline over the Strait of Hormuz. The media reported that a senior Iranian official said Tehran would not reopen the Strait of Hormuz in exchange for a temporary ceasefire, arguing that Washington is not prepared to negotiate a permanent and comprehensive end to the conflict that began in February. The official said Iran remains skeptical of U.S. intentions and would not negotiate under pressure, even as diplomatic channels continue to circulate proposals for a 45-day ceasefire and reopening of the vital shipping route. The proposal sent to both Washington and Tehran late Sunday is being viewed as a last-ditch effort to prevent large-scale U.S. strikes on Iranian infrastructure if the waterway remains closed. Israel carried out strikes on Iran's South Pars petrochemical complex in the southern energy hub of Asaluye. Iranian state media also confirmed the strikes. Israeli officials claimed the combined strikes could significantly impact Iran's petrochemical exports through the extent of the damage, though the extent of the damage remains unclear. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu today said that Israel will continue its assault on Iran with full force on all fronts until the threat is removed and the war's objectives are fulfilled. More from our West Asia correspondent.
In the past few hours, tensions across West Asia have intensified as diplomatic efforts struggle to prevent further escalation. Israel says it has struck major Iranian petrochemical infrastructure in Asaluye, targeting facilities linked to a significant portion of Iran's export capacity. Israeli Defense Minister Israel Katz said the military had been ordered to continue strikes on Iranian infrastructure with full force, signaling the possibility of further strikes. At the same time, Iran has rejected proposals to reopen the Strait of Hormuz in exchange for a temporary ceasefire. The developments come as United States President Donald Trump continues to press for a reopening of the Strait of Hormuz, warning of major strikes on Iranian energy infrastructure if shipping routes are not restored. Diplomatic proposals for a 45-day ceasefire are now being discussed, but with both sides maintaining hard positions, the risk of further escalation across West Asia remains high. This is Vinod Kumar for World News from Dubai.
Taliban today said that it has captured a Pakistani border post near eastern Afghanistan after a clash with the soldiers of the neighboring country. Local officials confirmed the exchange of fire between Taliban forces and Pakistani soldiers in border area. They said that a Pakistani outpost was captured during the clashes and casualties have been reported on the Pakistani side. The incident comes amid escalating tensions between Pakistan and Afghanistan as cross-border clashes between two sides enter sixth week. Last week, local residents accused Pakistani soldiers of targeting civilian houses in the Thani district of Afghanistan's Khost as fighting continued on the country's border with Pakistan. The latest clashes have been reported while talks continue between Pakistan and Afghanistan in China to de-escalate tensions. Delegations from Taliban and Pakistan have been holding dialogue in China's Urumqi since last week. Pakistan Tehreek-e-Insaf founder Imran Khan and the Human Rights Commission of Pakistan, HRCP, have called for an immediate judicial inquiry into the killing of over 1,000 people in staged encounters by a special police force formed by Punjab Chief Minister Maryam Nawaz. According to an official of HRCP, over 1,000 suspects have been killed by Punjab's Crime Control Department, CCD, through staged encounters during the last year with impunity. An official of HRCP said today that the CCD has adopted a deliberate policy of staged police encounters leading to extrajudicial killing. On the other hand, the Pakistan Tehreek-e-Insaf said CCD could kill anytime anyone in the province with total impunity, establishing a law of jungle in Pakistan. This is Akashwani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. China has announced restricted airspace off its coast for 40 days without explaining the move. According to the report published by media yesterday, the alerts are in effect from March 27 to May 6 this year. These alerts, formerly known as Notice to Air Missions, NOTAMs, are typically issued to inform pilots and aviation authorities about temporary hazards or restrictions in airspace. Despite the scale of the restrictions, Beijing has not announced any military exercises in the region, raising questions and adding to recent uncertainty following an unexplained pause in military flights around Taiwan. The restricted zones cover areas both north and south of Shanghai and extend from the Yellow Sea to East China Sea. Meanwhile, civil aviation operations appear to remain largely unaffected. NASA's Artemis II has entered the Moon's sphere of influence, a region where lunar gravity exerts a stronger pull on the spacecraft than Earth's. For details, we have a report.
During the roughly 6-hour flyby, the crew will observe the dark side of the moon with the naked eye. As the Orion spacecraft passes behind the lunar surface, it will undergo a planned communications blackout of about 40 minutes when the moon blocks radio signals between the spacecraft and the deep space network. The crew has already captured views of the lunar surface that were never seen by human eyes. Yesterday, NASA posted an image on its social media account that showed the entire Orion Tail Basin, often referred to as the Moon's Grand Canyon. NASA also confirmed that the crew successfully completed a manual piloting demonstration and reviewed their lunar flyby plan, including identifying key surface features they are scheduled to study and photograph during their orbit. This is Saira Mushtaba for World News.
In Afghanistan, 9 people were killed and 9 others injured after the roofs of several homes collapsed in the eastern region due to heavy rains and flooding that have swept across multiple parts of the country. Indian boxer Preeti Pawar downed Paris Olympics bronze medalist AGM of Korea to storm into the final, while the seasoned Nikhat Zareen and Lavlina Borgohain bowed out of the Asian Boxing Championship at Ulaanbaatar in Mongolia today. Priya and Arundhati Chaudhary also notched wins in their respective semifinals, while World Championship medalist Pooja Rani and Ankushita Boro signed off with bronze medals after losing their semifinals. Asian Games bronze medalist Preeti delivered a composed and clinical performance, dominating all 3 rounds against him to secure a 5-0 win. She will now face Chinese Taipei's Huang Xiao Wen, a 3-time world champion, in the gold medal clash. In the women's 60kg category, Priya produced a commanding display to defeat local favourite Namoon Mongkhor 5-0, sealing her spot in the final. She will now take on North Korea's Un Yong Wang in the title bout. Arundhati impressed with a 4-1 victory over Uzbek Oysha Toirova in the 70kg semi-final. She is set to face Kazakhstan's Bakhet Saidish in the final. World champions Meenakshi Hooda in 48kg and Jasmine Lamboria in 57kg will compete in their semi-finals tomorrow. In IPL cricket, Kolkata Knight Riders were 25 for 2 in 3.4 overs against Punjab Kings at Eden Gardens in Kolkata when rain stopped the game. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. West Asia conflict escalates as Israel hits Iranian petrochemical plant amid US President Trump's Hormuz deadline. Taliban claims capturing Pakistani border post in eastern Afghanistan. China announces restricted airspace off its coast for 40 days without explaining move. NASA's Artemis II enters Moon's sphere of gravitational influence. And at the Asian Boxing Championship in Ulaanbaatar, Preeti Pawar, Priya and Arundhati storm into the finals, raising gold medal hopes for India. That concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashwani. Good night.